Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, thanks everybody for being here today. It's exciting to name Adam Marin, Mike Weber to our coaching staff. Personally, obviously, I'm thrilled to have two guys of this caliber, this amount of experience, both in the National Hockey League, the American Hockey League, from a playing and coaching perspective. But it's even going to be better for the young men that play for the Americans to be mentored by them. Adam brings over 600 games in the National Hockey League as a player, and 7 years now honing his craft in player development at both Canisius and with the Sabres. Mike brings over 350 games in National Hockey League playing experience and now 3 years of being an assistant coach, developing young players in one of the best junior organizations in North America in Windsor. When I started this search, when you're talking and searching through this and going through the interview process, you're looking for people that are going to be able to mentor young men. They're going to be role models to try to help get these guys to understand what it's going to take to be successful in Rochester, but also to move and have careers in the National Hockey League and make the Buffalo Sabres better. We believe that these two guys, that Adam and Mike, are the right fit to help me as the head coach of the Americans, but more importantly, as I said earlier, to help our young men become National Hockey League players. Thank you.
Well, first of all, just like to thank everybody for coming on the call here. And, you know, I'm extremely excited to continue to be part of an organization that I'm so passionate for, that I played for and now have worked for going on 6 years. And, you know, to my family's part of the Western New York community. We've lived here since 2002. And, you know, I can't say enough good things about the Pegula family, Seth Appert, Kevin Adams. I want to thank them tremendously for this opportunity. I'm excited to get on the ice. It was always one of my favorite parts of my old job in development, going down to Rochester, being on the ice, helping hone the skills and the craft of younger players, and, you know, passing over that kind of experience that I had growing up you know, in this organization on to the next generation. And I'm just really excited and looking forward to it. My family's excited, and, you know, I can't thank everyone enough.
Obviously, thanks for being on the call. Obviously, again, I'll reiterate probably the same things you guys are hearing a lot today, but just extremely grateful for the opportunity to come back to Western New York. Obviously, represent the Rochester Americans and the Buffalo Sabres organization. I'm extremely passionate. I was a passionate player when I played for the organization. I've taken that into coaching. And again, I'm extremely grateful for the opportunity that Seth and Kevin have provided me, along with the family. And again, it's exciting to get back to Western New York. Obviously, my first son was born in Buffalo. Nothing but great memories for my wife and I. And again, just looking forward to getting to work here and getting the puck drop.
All right, Bill, fire away.
For Adam, how long have you been thinking about making the jump to being like a bench coach? I mean, I've heard that you would make a very good bench coach. I mean, covering your career, it seemed like you would make a good one. But how long have you been thinking about making that jump?
Well, it's been something that from the time I retired, when I first started working at Canisius and started putting out feelers and contacts, my aspiration was always to coach. And, you know, the development side of it very much is in line with coaching in terms of the mentorship, the building of relationships. But just this past year, you know, getting the opportunity to to be on the bench full time, to be on the ice every day with the players, it really confirmed what, the passion that I sought out to achieve right when I stopped playing, and that being on the bench was the best way for me to impact both the team, the players, and truly help these guys develop in the best manner.
Thank you.
Adam, Michael, Brian Duff here from Sabres.com. Congratulations to you both. Webby, did your heart ever leave Western New York?
Start by saying, Duffer, it's good to hear your voice again, buddy. I've missed you. But no, it didn't. I mean, obviously, as a player, I was extremely proud to put on the sweater. Whether it was in Rochester, Portland, or in Buffalo, I understood what type of player I was. I know I wasn't the most skilled guy, but I played as hard as I could, and I brought it every day as a player and played for my teammates. And again, you put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into trying to build something in Buffalo as a player. And I'm extremely excited at the opportunity that, Seth and Kevin have kind of given me here to be able to come back and be a small piece to the solution. That's all I ever wanted as a player here, to be part of, a solution to getting us over the hump, to making this organization a great organization again, and its success on the ice. And again, I understand that I'm a small piece of it, but an important piece here in Rochester. And I couldn't be more happy to kind of be coming home.
I'll go for both of the assistant coaches. The bubbles going on in Canada with the NHL, and such a strange off season in this league, when there's at least the process of assistant coaches being hired for the AHL season. How gratifying is that it's a step towards quote unquote normal hockey coming back?
Well, I think that what the NHL has done with the bubble is just truly amazing. I think, hats off to everyone involved in that. And I think it just shows the passion of hockey around North America, around the world. And, for me, being able to take this next step in terms of having a staff in place now in Rochester, we have a tentative date in front of us. We have a lot of action items to tackle, and, having that time to do that is exciting. Getting a chance to work together is exciting. And, for me, it's just, we've got a lot of good young players in the organization that are going to be, pushing for games in Buffalo. And the thought of helping those young players reach that goal and having the time to plan out how we can do that is exciting for me.
Hi guys, Alexa Ross here, also in Rochester. I'm at the CBS station. This question is for both of you, but I'll start with Adam. You got to get behind the bench with this team. You know these guys, it wasn't a whole long time, but you did get to know them. How do you think that's going to help you as we start off this season that is a little, a little wonky, and starting a little later might look a little different?
Yeah. Well, for me, when it comes to coaching, like the biggest thing about it is just building that relationship and building that relationship of trust. And, I'm fortunate enough to have been down there, not just at the beginning of last season, but, multiple times a month throughout the last 5 years. And so I've really gotten a chance to know the players, and even a lot of our younger players that are coming in, the Matias Samuelsons, Oskari Laaksons, Ristolainen, these guys I've been out to visit in Finland and at Western Michigan, and just, building that relationship, I think, is key. As a player, you always felt, coaches, when they came in and asked you how your life was going, how your day away from the rink went, you felt like there was that bond and connection that they cared about you. And that's, my goal is I want these guys to know that I care about them as people, and, they can trust me when it comes to some of the stuff that I have to give to them on the hockey side.
Thanks, Adam. Mike, you have played in Rochester before. Granted, it was a little bit ago, but you do know what it's like to play in front of these fans, what this fan base means to this city, and how important it is, on the flip to develop. So how do you take that passion and that, your heart has never left Western New York, and you bring it to Rochester as a coach?
Yeah, Yeah, obviously, I'll kind of reiterate, I think, something Seth said in one of the interviews. You want to play and you want to coach in places where it matters. And there's no bigger place, in my opinion, than Western New York, where it matters the most. And that's what's exciting. Obviously, I came to Rochester as a 19-year-old kid and played one full season there and had ups and downs throughout that season of getting called up, sent down, and the way the team was built and things like that. And obviously, what sticks out most is the people there. Very helpful and got me through as a kid to teach me how to be a pro. And to piggyback up off of Mersey is, we could sit and talk about the X's and O's and the things of that nature, but coaching is just finding that relatability and showing the care and, helping these players achieve their ultimate goal of playing in the National Hockey League and finding a way to do that. And, there's a good group in Buffalo right now. And there's a great group of young players right now that I'm so excited to get a hold of, get to communicate with, and to really start building that relationship and to help these guys achieve their dream.
I think I'm unmuted. Here we go. I'll start with Adam, but Adam and Mike both. This is Mike Catalana, Channel 13 here in Rochester. Something we hear about all the time is culture. And to have it in an NHL room that maybe has been lacking in the Sabres over the recent years, to develop that at the AHL level so that it goes as seamlessly as possible. What do you think, I'll start with Adam, that you need to teach young players so that that proper culture, what it's going to be like and should be like in an NHL room, continues? Not just the on-ice stuff, but really understanding the things that really make it work at the NHL level.
Sure. Thanks, Mike. Well, for me, when I think about culture, I really just think about habits. And habits are something that people do daily. And those are the things that when you get a group of people buying into a way of doing things, a habit, a way of going about your day, then you start to build a type of culture, whether it's a good culture, a working culture, a learning culture. That part has to do with driving it from up top. And with Kevin and Seth and with the coaching staff, I think it's our responsibility to really drive that culture and lead by example, those habits that we want to instill, and the habits that through my career I saw really make for good players and then good teams. And for me, the biggest thing is just having respect and professionalism for your craft and understanding how you go about that day to day. And teaching these younger players who are coming in from college or from junior what it's like to be a pro, what it's like to prepare, what it's like to get ready for a game, do after your game, get in the gym, hydrate properly, eat properly, all the things that you don't see on the ice, but that go into from the moment you walk in the rink to the moment you leave. Like, to me, understanding that and trying to teach the younger players about that is how you start to formulate a good culture.
And Mike, if I could follow up on that, in terms of the room itself, you always hear about the best teams seem to have a great environment. Do you feel that in your career? And how do you help create that when you got a bunch of young guys, as Adam said, coming from different places and trying to help create that in the room?
I think the biggest thing for myself that I'll find and that I can add is obviously they were all stars wherever they're coming from. They all have, big expectations. They're living out their dream. They're playing pro hockey. It's kind of breaking through and getting them to have that trust and understanding in the locker room of that. It's the collective whole, that you're a piece. If you control and you give 100% every day and that, that the next guy's doing that and the next guy's doing that, then all the pieces start to fit together. You see successful teams and organizations that do it, that have that complete buy-in, as recently as last year in St. Louis with their Stanley Cup winning team. They cared about the details of the game, the structure of the game. They cared about the guy next to them. And I think that's one of the biggest things that I can bring and help them understand that. Yes, you might be a star. You were a star wherever you were. But now to fit into the mold, to how can you make the team better? What can you do on a daily basis to, one, obviously continue improving yourself and your details and your habit. But what else can you do to really boost the next guy beside you and the guy beside him and the guy beside him? And that's how you really bring the team together. And that's how you win. And obviously we want to be successful in Rochester. success. You don't just learn winning overnight. You can't just, you know, win after you've lost. So it's our job, and that's what's exciting about being with Marzi and Seth, is that we have the opportunity to teach these guys these details, these habits, to instill this culture of the we before me, and you know, will slowly start to grow with us. And then when we bring them up to the big club, it should be seamless because they're doing the same thing there. And I think that's the biggest thing, is in talks with Seth and with Kevin, that everyone's pulling the rope the same way. There's no more pulling this or that way. Obviously it's open discussions, things like that, but it's one rope. We're pulling it the same way. We want to pull ourselves out of this and become a successful organization. And that's what's so exciting. And that's what obviously drew me to this opportunity.
Great. Thank you.
Hey guys, John Vogel with The Athletic. Good to see you both. Congratulations. This is for both Adam and Mike. Mike, you touched on it already, but you were in this organization when there was a lot of success. What will it mean now to be part of this thing, building it back up and getting it back to the successful organization?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously I played with some great teams with, you know, younger in my career with Marzi there. And when we had some great pieces when we were pushing for playoffs and we were very successful. And obviously there's, like any career and like life, there's going to be low moments. And, you know, if anything, you know, you really learn through those moments, you know, through the tank, things like that, different emotions, and you try to find out solutions. You don't dwell on those aspects, but you try to find solutions. You want to be a better version of yourself. You want to make the people around you better. So, you know, it's, and then again, just coming full circle again, as a player now coming back in the organization as a coach, I view it as the same as when I left as a player. I have nothing but high expectations for one, myself personally, and for the organization. And I'll do anything, to help achieve that.
Hey, John, it's good to see you. How are things?
Excellent. Thanks.
Good. Well, I mean, for me, the goal hasn't really changed for me in the time since I've been here since 2002. And I've always, wanted to win a Stanley Cup in this organization. And, you know, I talked to Seth about this when I went through the interview process, is, you know, the reason why I want to, you know, take the step behind the bench this year is because I really feel like this gives me more of a opportunity to impact this organization, to help them achieve that goal. But for me, it's to be a part of that. And, you know, as a player, you know, we were knocking on the door a few years, and, you know, we were fortunate enough to win a President's Trophy, and you bleed the organizational colors. And, you know, I always have, regardless of where I've gone since. And, you know, that goal for me, that personal goal for me, doesn't change. It's to do anything I can. And I really like how Mike put it. You're just one little piece, but, you know, every little piece is important. And just, you know, doing what I can to help this organization reach the ultimate goal, and that's winning the Stanley Cup.
Thanks, guys, and congrats again.
Hi, guys. Lance Lysowski from the Buffalo News. Congratulations to you both. How would you describe the challenge, you know, throughout a practice week in the American Hockey League, balancing coaching the systems that you're going to use to win hockey games and individual skill development? And in your opinions, what are some of the better methods you can use to enhance a single, you know, individual player's development and help them with maybe some deficiencies in their game?
Hey, Lance. Well, for me, like the one imperative and the one thing that's important is when you think about players and you think about roles, a player has to understand their role, not only on their team with Rochester, but their eventual role that they're going to play when they get to the National Hockey League. And it's certainly not a situation where you want to put somebody into a box, but I always look at it as you have a foundational skill set, and that skill set is your bread and butter. And that's what you really have to hone. And that's what is going to get your foot through the door to become a National Hockey League player. And then if I look at that skill set as a circle, I want my circle to grow. And like all those skills and add-ons that you put onto that, are what you'll do with the coaches after practice at the National Hockey League level, as you mature as a player, as your experiences teach you on ice, off ice stuff. But at the end of the day, you still come back to what's at the center of your foundation and what got you into that door. And a lot of young players, they don't know exactly what that is. They don't know what that role is. And it's our job as coaches to work with the players to help identify that role and then help work on those foundational skills that map towards it.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, a great answer from Mersey. And that's where, you know, obviously I'm younger. I'm 3 years into my coaching career. And obviously coming from major junior hockey where it's pretty demanding, it's similar to the AHL style. But again, a lot of those things are going to be done in the video session. I like what Mersey said. You know, when you have a bunch of young kids coming together and young adults, young men, they don't really know what their role is. So I think that's what's most exciting, to work with Mersey, who's been in the player development side of it for a long time, to work with Seth, who's been at the, you know, the best development program in the country. That's what excites me the most, to help find ways to get these guys the information faster. Let's identify it faster. Let's find let's find a way to get your foot in the door faster. And that's what excites me the most about this.
Thanks, guys.
Mike, you're a pretty young coach. It seems like you were just playing. How have these last 2.5 years prepared you to make the jump to the AHL? I mean, you got a lot on your plate early, it seemed, in Windsor. How did everything prepare you for this?
Yeah, well, I could take it back to, you know, obviously my playing days. I think the type of player I was, I had no choice but to be detailed, to be structured. Mm-hmm. To be a constant learner of the game. So if you take it back that far, obviously my playing career from my OHL days, the way I had to make it, I had to be so efficient and so detailed at what I did, or else I wouldn't have had the opportunities I had. So I think just even that kind of gave me a background into coaching and what it took. Then you go to my last couple of years, obviously I was grinding it out. I went to Iowa. I was a captain there. I had a guy, Derek Lalonde, who's the assistant coach in Tampa Bay now, who really kind of made me almost like a player coach. He picked my brain a lot. He saw something in me, and he saw that, you know, I coaching would be a good opportunity, and he gave me free rein. We had a lot of great conversations. We would go through different situations and games, and you know, that led to another opportunity where I went to Sweden and I was in Frölunda, and again, constant conversations with the coach, constant just asking questions and learning and trying to take as much information as I could. And when my playing career was done, obviously, I credit to Warren Reichel, who's a general manager at the time, and Trevor Letowski, who's still the current head coach here, but I beat their door down. I wanted to be involved. I did everything I could to try to get in there to learn as much as I could. I mean, my first year of coaching, I was running the forward. I was helping run the forwards and just doing anything possible. And again, I understand that I was a defensive defenseman and I have a certain skill set and those are my strengths, but I've never shied away from learning and growing and trying to improve on my weaknesses. And again, just when you're in the coaching grind, it's almost the same as a player. You start to get your tendencies, you start to feel it out. There's lots of times in the room, there's great conversations and there's questions to be asked. And I just get so excited about the game and I'm so passionate about it. And then again, like coming back to Buffalo and coming back to Western New York and Rochester here, it's a huge opportunity to come back and really continue to grow and to learn and to push and to help players achieve their dream. And again, I want to win. You don't get into this game if you don't want to win. And I want to win.
Thank you.
This one's for both Adam and Mike. Guys, in your playing careers, did coaches do things at times where you're like, I would never do that if I become a coach? And have you ever found yourself in that situation as coaches and, like, you know, thinking you didn't maybe follow through on your original intentions, and maybe how have you learned and tweaked things as you've gone along?
Well, there's definitely been a few occasions that I'm not sure that would be fair to any coaches to talk about, Duffer, but you know, to me, the biggest thing is just treating players with respect. And, you know, I've been in locker rooms where at times things get heated, and that's not always the case. And, you know, if you treat people with respect, you treat players with respect, you show them how much you care, that goes a long way. And then the other stuff you can, you know, you're going to learn, you're going to figure out. But, you know, it starts with people. It's a people business more than anything else. And I think that, you know, as coaches, if you can remember that every day, it goes a long way.
Yeah, for me, obviously, there's, you know, again, piggyback off of Mersey here, you know, there are situations that are growth situations, throughout your career. When you're in the heat of the moment, you think it's the worst thing that coach could have ever done, or it was hard, or getting healthy scratched, or whatever it is. But at the end of the day, I think it's the conversations and the trust factor. And when you look back and you step back and you actually analyze it as you become older, you realize that those lessons are lessons that have carried you through life and you've learned from. And again, so going into coaching, how I've based my coaching career is similar to Marzi. Like, I want to get your trust. I want to show you how much I care, because I truly do care. I cared about my teammates as a player. I care about my players now as a coach. And, when you get that care and that trust, when you're hard on them, they understand why. And, and it's just that kind of that tough love that they understand that you can move through those things, and that I want the best for them, and that they're going to give me their best in return.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.